Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with those in the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Today, my guests are from Anchorage Community Theater. We're going to be talking about their opening show of the 2017-2018 season, and it is an original murder mystery written by one of our own playwrights here in Anchorage, written by Shotzi Schaefer, and Shotzi is here to talk about the play that she has written. Welcome to the show, Shotzi.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Steve.
We also have the director of the show, Sarah Athens, who is taking on a different kind of role this time with ACT. She was the executive director. She's stepped down from that role, and she's put on the director's hat, which she's had on before. But she's been working with the show, so she's here to talk about that. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thanks, Steve.
So let's just jump right into this play. I'm going to start with Shotzi. Silver Thaw is the play, opens tonight, runs through October the 8th. You set out to write specifically a murder mystery, didn't you?
Yes.
Tell us about the process of that.
Well, I actually started thinking about it back in 2003 when I was really just starting to write plays, and started kind of with an idea of the plot, but writing a murder mystery is very difficult, and I was so early in my playwriting career that it intimidated me, so I sort of shoved that idea under the bed for the last, 14 years. And then I was actually having a conversation with Sarah about writing an original play for ACT about this time last year. And I said, you know, I've been sitting on this murder mystery idea. Well, now I've written a lot more plays. I have a lot more experience, and I decided to go back to that idea.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, playwrights typically don't start out with writing in a genre. They write what they want to say. But when you're writing in a particular genre, there are certain, I hate to say rules of playwriting, but there are certain ideas that go along with a murder mystery. How is this different from other plays that you've written?
Completely different. Very different process from anything else I've written. I think my plays are always very character-driven. And this, you know, with a murder mystery, you really have to start out focusing on the plot. I think I still managed to have pretty well-fleshed-out characters, and the actors have brought even more to it than I imagined, which is really exciting to watch, more so than in other plays that I've written. But yes, I had to sit down and plot out every single move of the play before I even started writing the script, from every entrance and exit, making sure that people, you know, logically are in the right places where they wouldn't run into each other in the unseen hallways of the hotel where it takes place, that sort of thing. So the plot itself, I think, ended up being about 36 pages.
And so, Sarah, let's get to you for mm-hmm. directing this. Shotzi's talking about crafting this play to be so specific. How's mm-hmm. that working as a director with this play versus, say, a drama?
Yeah. I mean, I think this is the first murder mystery I've directed. And definitely there's things that I do as a director where I'm like, oh, well, okay, you're closer to that exit. Just take it. And in this play, I was like, oh, you can't take that exit, or you can't touch that bowl of candy, or you can't. There were so many specific things that have a lot of weight. And when audiences are watching a murder mystery, they're looking for hints. And so any little thing that your actors do or anything in the set or anything in the set dressing, it's like audiences are looking for hints and clues. So you have to be really careful to make sure that everything that they read as a hint or a clue really is one, or is a purposeful red herring instead of like just a mistake.
And speaking of red herrings, I remember Shotzi, we talked about this play before, mm-hmm. And you did some research on this idea of red herrings, of specifically placing them there, because you know, unlike what Sarah mm-hmm. just said, the audience is watching this play to find the clues.
So absolutely.
You are like a puppeteer, aren't you, in redirecting their attention here or there, or misdirecting their attention?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Audiences watch mysteries of all kinds very differently than they watch anything else, because they're looking for those things. They don't just sit back and let the play wash over them like they would maybe watching a drama or a straight comedy. They're really looking at every single thing that's going on. And so with a mystery, you have to start with the ending. You got to know exactly where it's going to go and then work backwards and plant the clues throughout.
And so hopefully they grow.
And the red herrings, which are tons of fun.
Oh, I bet they are.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about the writing of the process. I'd like to talk more about that. But let's get to the play itself. Sarah, mm-hmm. can you give us an idea of what the play is about? I know we can't talk about
sure.
the ending of it, of course.
Yes.
But give us a setup of the play.
Sure. So 11 people get stuck in an inn in Washington State overnight because of an ice storm. And they're trapped and they can't leave. And somebody dies. That's the play.
And we, but it takes place during a specific time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In 1982.
It's set in 1982. And I think in our first production meeting for this play, the first thing I said was, this is a period piece. And it's really important that it's set in 1982. That's a really key feature of the play. So everything has to be really specific to that. So it's been really fun.
The designers have done a fantastic job in that regard.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some photographs of rehearsals, and the costumes are 1982.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it must be kind of fun to wear those clothes again.
Sure. You know, and it's a really, I was trying to go for more of an authentic 1982 than the sort of cartoonish picture that people have of the 80s, because especially the early 80s was a little bit of a carryover from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, the play takes place in a lodge in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And so the music that's playing on the radio, for instance, is not pop music. It's elevator music.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So the atmosphere, I tried to write something that's really genuine to that time period. And the designers and Sarah have done a fantastic job of adhering to that.
Well, without getting into any spoilers here, can you give us an idea of why you set it at that time period?
Well, initially, when I was thinking about, you know, I knew I wanted to set it in an earlier time because I didn't want cell phones and the internet and those sorts of things messing with the plot. It's kind of hard to trap 11 people in a lodge with no communication in a world with cell phones. And also, I just don't like technology on stage. I don't like seeing it. I don't like writing it into my play. So I knew I was going to set it in a specific time period. And it was certain plot points that I was coming up with that led me to put it in 1982. I'll just say that much.
We're talking about ACT's opening show of the 2017-2018 season. The play is called Silver Thaw, opens tonight and runs through October the 8th. My guests here are Shotzi Schaefer, the playwright, and Sarah Athens, the director. This sounds like a fun play, especially I like what you said about not setting it into the stereotypical early 80s, because that can get just sort of like you're playing the play.
Right.
Sarah, have you tried to get the actors to, I guess, do you ever use the word, is organically experience that time period and they immerse themselves into it?
Yeah, it's funny because, I mean, I was born in 1991. And the age range of the cast is really significant. So we have a couple of actors who were alive in 1982 and a couple of actors who were born, you know, in the 90s. At least two of them were. So it's interesting because for some of them, they're like, yeah, I remember all of this. There's, you know, references to Carter as president and President Reagan. So there's all of these little moments that when they play the radio at the beginning, there's ads that play, and some of the cast members are like, oh, I remember this jingle. And it was funny when we had an audience on Wednesday night, they were also laughing at, like, this Pepto-Bismol ad that I was just like, this is lost on me entirely. So, yeah, I mean, I had to do research because I just didn't really know anything about the period. And some of the actors were in the same boat as me, and others of the actors, it was just like, oh, yeah, I owned this shirt. Joey just brings stuff from home for my costume. So, yeah, it was a fun, I think, array of perspectives on it.
Yeah, you know, there's a reference to Richard Gere in the script. And so many of the actors came to me and said, is this a Pretty Woman reference? Because that was much later. And I said, no, it's An Officer and a Gentleman.
Right.
They were completely unfamiliar with that film.
But Richard Gere has had longer than just that. You know, he's a long career in
yes.
film.
Yes.
Right. But to us 90s babies, Richard Gere is
right.
Pretty Woman.
Right.
And nothing prior to that.
You had a preview on Wednesday, which is something new that ACT is doing, which I think is great. It gives you time to listen to what the audience feedback was, and then you have another rehearsal on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
What was your feedback on Wednesday night? I know that the play, one thing that we haven't talked about is that there's the characters. You kind of touched on that, Shotzi. There are some very funny parts to this play, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
So what was your feedback on Wednesday night, Sarah?
Yeah, I mean, I knew that it was funny. It was funny when I first read it. It's funny in rehearsals, but there's something about having a whole audience there when one or two people start laughing and then everybody starts laughing. And so then it takes up, you know, a lot more time. And so the actors are kind of stuck on stage and they're like, the way we've been rehearsing is that we then say this next line when we say it. And now they kind of have to wait so that the audience can hear what they're saying. So that's an adjustment that the actors will have to get used to. And it's just a hard thing to do in rehearsals because you just never know what audiences are going to react to a certain way. And it's different every night, too. You know, it's like sometimes we'll have we have like Wednesday night's audience who thought that just laughed throughout the play. I mean, it was not quiet for more than 5 minutes.
It's a very friendly crowd. Yeah. We hope to get that every night, and it was and the theater was full as well.
Yeah,
which was wonderful. It was a great preview, and part of the reason ACT is doing that is they're trying this for the season, having Wednesday night previews instead of Thursdays, and part of that is because actors in the community are often busy with other shows and don't get to see these shows, mm-hmm. and so that gives them an opportunity to catch the preview.
Mm-hmm. Now, Shotzi, I know that as writing a murder mystery, you want to make sure that you string people along for the whole ride, mm-hmm. but you're also watching them to see if they're guessing, if they're getting the...
Yes.
So how was that on Wednesday? Did you talk to people during intermission to say, do you know who did it, or did you
no,
do any of that
you know,
sort?
I didn't. I didn't want to... mess with their thought processes at all. But it was really easy to tell that the audience was following every step of the way. I mean, even in spite of little hiccups and line problems mm-hmm. and things that'll happen on a preview night, just little mistakes and stuff, the audience was still completely following things that I wasn't sure that they would follow.
Did you get that moment? I know in really well-done murder mysteries, there's that moment where mm-hmm. the audience – gets it maybe, and, mm-hmm. and it's sort of a whole kind of, oh my, aha kind of moment.
Uh-huh.
Are you finding that, or did you find that in the Wednesday night?
Yes.
Oh, that's terrific.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the whole audience. Again, that has to do with the demographics of the audience. It's something I don't want to give away about
well,
the ending.
Not.
But I would say about 5 minutes before the ending, there was a moment where mm-hmm. I heard a number of people go, oh, and that's fine. It's fine with me. You know, I don't want them to get it 5 minutes into the play.
Of course
but
not.
But 5 minutes before the end, that's kind of what I was shooting for, was that portions of the audience would understand what happened.
Because you want them to enjoy the ending of the play. You want them mm-hmm. to go, oh, I think I know what, and yes, I got it, right?
Right.
And that happened for you on Wednesday.
Sure. And then even those that maybe don't catch that moment, that's fine. As long as, with any play, you want the ending to be surprising and yet inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's how it happened.
Mm-hmm. And if you go back and see it again another time, you can watch it and watch the clues.
Which we highly encourage.
Of course you do. I know that ACT did, and then there were none a year or so ago. And I know in that the mm-hmm. Agatha Christie murder mystery, I know often people will purposely put moments in the play where they, if the audience watches it again, they can actually see the murders happening. Now, this, of course, only has one murder. I'm spoiling mm-hmm. it, aren't I?
Well,
sorry about that.
Kind of more than one.
But if you see it again, Sarah,
debatably more than one.
Perhaps. Yeah, that's true, yeah. We'll talk no more about that. But, Sarah, are you putting things into play that are purposely there for the mm-hmm. audience to...
Yeah, well, I think it's impossible not to, since I know how the play ends. So when I'm directing it, I want, and the actors know also, so it's hard when you're directing it not to, give those little Easter eggs to the people who are slowly figuring it out. But we tried very hard to not make it too obvious to people. And so I think that, some people will get it before it's over and some people definitely won't. And if you watch it again, it'll be an entirely different experience.
Right. It's like probably the most successful mystery film of all time is The Sixth Sense.
Which when you go back to see it.
Right. And watching it the second time, you're like, oh, okay, now I get to see all of those things mm-hmm. that I didn't notice the first time.
Well, we've got to stop here. I'm sorry, we're out of time. This sounds like we want to go see this play again and again and again. Silver Thaw opens tonight, ACT, written by Shotzi Schaefer's, directed by Sarah Athens. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.